Number 12, sexual sensitivity. In spite of how wonderful sex can be for a marriage, it can also be the most problematic and sensitive facet of some couple's entire relationship. A wide variety of reasons can cause such problems. Some individuals have a hard time feeling sexy because they don't like their bodies. They feel too fat or too skinny, that their shoulders are too narrow, their hips too big, their breasts too small, their face not quite the right shape. The list can go on and on. Or perhaps there are problems in the bedroom stemming from some unresolved experience during childhood or an earlier relationship. Our feelings about ourselves, physically and emotionally, influence our attitudes in the bedroom. If something is holding you back from being the sexual partner you want to be, or what your spouse needs or wants you to be, then decide what to do and make changes. For example, if you can do something about being overweight or underweight, do it. We can control many more things in our lives than most people suppose. In many instances, it's primarily an issue of wanting it badly enough. If physical intimacy happens to be an area of concern in your marriage, take heart. There are several useful resources available. Many books and audio or visual resources do an excellent job in helping couples and individuals understand how to overcome specific problems in their sex lives. Some may find it helpful to consult with a professional counselor to deal with sensitive and problematic issues of this nature, and, more importantly, to help them move forward in life. The key is to move forward. Sometimes if we look back too hard and too long, we can get stuck there. Too often, individuals use past experiences as an excuse for why they cannot do something. Reviewing past experiences can help us understand why we feel a certain way. But more importantly, we need to know how to move beyond the past so we can live happy, productive lives.
I was raped when I was 4 years old by 3 teenage boys, and I lived with a suppressed memory for 30 years. When the painful feelings and the awful memories came flooding back, they helped me understand some of my hang-ups with sex and my inability to feel totally comfortable with my own body. But after living in tears and fears for several years, I realized I had to move on in my life. It really did not matter why I'd been sexually abused. It just happened. It was a terrible, exploitive, reprehensible act. That fact could never be changed, but what could be changed were my feelings of guilt, shame, anger, and resentment. I felt that I had to gain control over my feelings. This event could have permanently impacted my life in destructive ways, but I had made a choice. I cannot say this was easy, but it was possible, and it happened for me. I never gave up on myself. I decided I was not going to let things from the past control my life and my future. This was a horrible and tragic event in my life, but I have learned that I am stronger than I ever imagined, and I can make my life whatever I want it to be. Blaming someone is wasted energy, especially blaming God. Things happen in life which we have no control over, but we do have control over our feelings. Sometimes it doesn't seem like it, but we do. I decided that I didn't want my past to dictate my future, so I had to let it go. In my own case, I was greatly helped because of my faith in a supreme being. I know God loves me and will carry my burden when I no longer can or want to. I gave it to Him to carry because I didn't want it anymore.
For anyone who has experienced traumatic events as a child or an adult, get whatever help you need. What's important is to be encouraging, patient, and supportive with yourself or with your soulmate as you deal with this highly sensitive area. This is one of life's challenges in which you need your best friend more than ever. This chapter explores physical and emotional connecting. Clearly, it's possible for partners to have great sex and feel intense pleasure without ever feeling love for one another. On the other hand, spouses can develop a close, loving relationship independent of physical intimacy. Ultimately, however, one of the most satisfying dimensions of a relationship is when, as a husband and wife, we experience the moments of physical pleasure along with the expanded joy within our souls as we emotionally connect with another human being. When this occurs, we will feel we have truly connected as soulmates.